So Baruch Hashem, I had this thing happen this week, and it really fit in with the parsha. So I'm much onto this conversation there.
It's always the story of the week.
Yeah, you live with something, you always find it. So here's the deal: Baruch Hashem, having a Shabbos this week, Shabbaton in the hotel, and a friend of mine was telling me about this, a couple that was signing up, and I don't know, maybe I'm not. I don't know who it is, and that they one of the spouses was never diagnosed with a terrible machla, and nobody should know from it, and should go away, or whoever it is. And but the comment that he made as he was telling me this was the reason why it prompted this conversation. And I want to use today's lessons to go through it, because a lot of us here have learned Shabbaton a few times, and I've noticed in other classes that it's, there needs a little bit of chizuk on this thought. So he tells me, yeah, it's like a terrible thing, and they say for sure, but the doctor said that they can heal it. But he's not that they can heal it, so and not Baruch Hashem even they so it's not so bad. But says it was like a definite. So which prompted me to ask the question. So when a person has a need, if he sees a pathway, and not that he shouldn't do that, as we learned that it very strongly. That we have to use that David wants to do service. The question is, however, if you see a pathway in Derech HaTeva, do you get closer to is are you closer to Yeshua or not? That's the question. Oh, in the world of business, it's the same thing. You have the same question. A person is going in business and he sees a pathway how it's working, so he feels more comfortable. Or if he sees Hashem is with him all the time, does that give him more comfort? Actually, you had this a few times. Where one of my friends would say to me, I was telling, oh, I can't take this, whatever he said. I need Derech HaTeva. I said, take it easy. You don't need Derech HaTeva because Derech HaTeva is not so good. What does he mean? He meant to say that he wanted to have a schedule. He wanted to know he's doing this and he's doing that. And those days where he thought he had things working, Derech HaTeva seemed more calmer to him. And now he sees Hashem was with him, but somehow that betoch Hashem will help him. It doesn't bring him the same nochas nefesh. So Baruch Hashem, he's doing well, and Baruch Hashem, he's seeing more nice. But my point is, getting back to this question, if a person has a need for refuah, and obviously this is not a sickness, it's not a cold, it's not a headache. This is something which is definitely in the terms. If you give a look over here, where's the Petachon start? If you look at start from there, where's the Petachon start? Page two, and Pasuk, page two from the Ravenu Yainer. He writes in Shari Tshuva, page two. There's a second paragraph from the bottom. He says the pasuk is, if you go out to war against your enemy, and you see a horse and a chariot, they're much more than you. In those days, there was no missiles, there was no tanks. There was tanks were actually chariots, but there was no firepower. There was a pressure. If you saw more soldiers and more chariots against you, you were in big trouble. It was quantity over quality, but the Ibsa says, lisidimem, don't be afraid, because even though according to nature you cannot find a way, you're going to be saved. Let you see them, do not be afraid from them. He's having so he says, this is not something that's only talking about war. This is the pasuk that's teaching us, if a person sees that is a danger, that tzara is close, is Yeshua should be in his heart, and he trusts Hashem to save him. So the very pasuk which Rabbeinu Yehuda uses to teach us the midah of betachon, is not a natural way of doing it. It's actually a not natural way. It's actually a way that's higher than nature. And Hashem wants us to trust Him that He will. Because Hashem is not limited in nature, so we should trust Him. So let's take this back. I want to speak it out a little stronger. Let's look at what a Siba is, and then ask ourselves, if we do see Sibas that are working for us, does that make us more comfortable, or should it make more comfortable, or should it not? Now everybody wants to be in the category where things. So let's start off with the month. Last week was the Parsha of month. I guess this is why it really struck a thing by me. But this was Parsha of month. Month was a very it was a, the Abishah fed us in the Midbar for 40 years with this amazing food called month. And the way David gave it to us was also an amazing way. He gave it to us, the pasuk says he gave it to us, every single person got their share. There was no person that was missing. Every person was taking for that means that's the munna that every single person Hashem creates, every single one of us. And that's why he uses a lot of times araf when it comes to teref, when it comes to food, Hashem guarantees us. That's a guarantee. Then not only that we're getting it, but vayim v'yemit came every single day. every single day the man came. And the way Hashem meant it to be, Hashem could have piled in a truckload of man for the week. He could have given you a truckload of man for the year. But he didn't do that way. He wanted every single person to take what he needed for that day. And at night, he shouldn't leave nothing left over. And every year he went to sleep at night without any food in the house, right? So we'd say today, Rahman al-Islam, because we live in a world of nature. But then, Hashem gave every, but in the rock of the morning, the man was there. So why did Hashem do this? So 40 years, 40 years of this, talk about this, custom, this habit, it became normal. I'm sure people stop worrying what's happening, because they know you have the money, the man was there. And so that's called Lechem HaShamay. Why did Hashem do that? Hashem did that because Hashem wanted engraven unto our neshama, Hashem wanted to engrave into our understanding that He is the Creator and He takes care of us and He is the one that takes care of our needs. Thank you. And He's the one that takes care of our needs. And therefore, we should never feel that we're alone. We should always know Hashem creates us, and therefore he gives us our umalagogelus for each one of our family. And then that it will happen. And if we don't see it yet in the cupboard, then we know Hashem will give it to us. Okay. So now comes the question. So that's why Hashem gave us the man for 40 years, because that's what He was teaching us. When we get into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to go now. We're going to plow the fields. How we're going to have to work. What's the difference between lechem l'shamayim and lechem l'aretz? The difference between lechem l'shamayim and lechem l'aretz is lechem l'shamayim can't make a mistake to think that you did something for it. Hashem's giving it to you. You didn't plow. You didn't know what you do. You didn't know anything. Hashem gave it to you. So when you get the mon, you're totally thankful to Hashem. You can't think, let me just finish this up and it'll become clear. Then lechem l'aretz, however, you could make a mistake. Lechem l'aretz, you can make a mistake and you can think, okay, of course Hashem gave me the bracha, but I plowed the field and I took the time and I weeded the field. My friend didn't weed the field and he didn't get sugar crop and I got a better crop. All these things that people make, I'm a better businessman. I know how to engage a person. I know how to talk to a person. So of course Hashem gives me the bracha, but I feel like I have something in there also. That's where lechem and others can get you. So even when you recognize Hashem, you can make the mistake and think that part of it is koichi ve'itzim yad. And Hashem doesn't want it. Hashem wants us to have trust in Him. That's the point. Hashem wants us to live a life where we're always looking to Hashem, because that's why we are created. We're created to live with the moon that Hashem creates us, and everything we do is connected to what Hashem wants. Not only we're doing a mitzvah. When we get something, we have to realize when you say Amunah means there's nothing ain't even vade, that's what it means. That means everything we have is on Him. Even when we're doing input, Hashem is giving us a koyach, it's also Hashem. And we're going to explain it in a second. We learned about this in a moment inside. I want to bring up from the month. So lechem and aretz is a type of food that you can make a mistake and think that you had an input, and you pat yourself on the back a little bit, or you feel beholden that you have to do something, even if that something is maybe not something they should want you to do. Now go backwards. So it's lechem l'shamayim. You can't make the mistake. Lechem l'shamayim can make the mistake, and that's why Hashem gave us lechem l'aretz. That's because in order in lechem l'shamayim for 40 years to give us this message. So we came in. If you look at it, when we make the bracha hazanas elam, we eat today for a Shabbos. We eat challah. We eat lechem l'aretz. That means we're eating bread from the earth that we worked for. And which bracha do we make? The bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu made on lechem l'shamayim. This is a very very telling. Chachamim established it. The first bracha of Brichas Hamazon is Azana Selim Kula B'Tuvim V'Chem Ches Avrachim. That's a bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. I don't know if people realize, but Azana Selim was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin. He established the wording. And we say it to remember that the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the man Lechem HaShemayim. But here's a pellet. We're saying it for Lechem Naretz. Neid L'cha, the second bracha that we say, Neid L'cha Hashem Al Aretz Shechat L'Av Sein Lechem Pizim Tuva. We thank Hashem for the land and the bread we get from it. That Yeshua, when he conquered that Yisrael, he made the bracha. Allah is the Muslim. From then the Merachim Hashem Elokeinu is for David, that Machas Beis David in the Shalayim. But the first two brachas is about the food. So here's the question: why, when we're eating lechem and aretz, are we using a bracha lechem and Hashemayim? First of all, in Seder, it's first, and even more so if you look in Halacha, if you're going to eat for whatever reason, you can't make all three brachas. So if you make the first bracha from Tzazonas Akel, your Yetzah for the bread. That means the bracha of the mon fits on the bracha of the hu. How does that work? And the answer, I'm sure everybody's thinking about the answer, because that's the point. Even when we eat lechem and aretz, even though we worked for it, and even though we did our input, we say to Hashem, to us, our lechem and aretz is exactly like in the mon and the mivah lechem and aretz, right? But it's lechem and aretz. So lechem and aretz is teva. Elechem Lashemayim is higher than Teva. So here's the point. Even when we live in Teva, we're acknowledging that we are getting a sustenance higher than Teva. It's not a game. This is not a joke. This is when something is in Teva, that means this is a very, very fundamental Indian that's in Kedusha. It works all the way up. That means when we're saying to Hashem, even when we're living in nature, our sustenance is coming higher than nature. Now, some people, I don't know why, but some people have a problem with this. I think it's absolutely fantastic, but because that's what we're created for. We're created to live in a world of nature, but to recognize that we, as Eden, are higher than nature. That's what the Munna means. It's a big, we're almost 30 days before Purim. And Purim is this story. Mert Chaya Tzadik tells us Tamalka to go to Achashverosh. And she has to go to Achashverosh. She has to go to Derech HaTeva to get Achashverosh to be mevatel. He made a terrible gzeira. Haman got him to get a terrible gzeira. And Achashverosh has to be mevatel. Right? So as Tamalka says, she's afraid to go. She wasn't called for 30 days, and she's afraid to get killed. So Mordechai says, listen, you have to do it. The Eibishter wants you to make the hishtadlus, to make the Siba, and you have to go, and Hashem will get you success. So as I said, okay, if that's the case, I'll do it. But first, before I go, you have to all fast for me. Everybody should fast and make sure we have a tzlacha. And then she is, not only are you going to fast for me, I'm going to fast myself. So here is a perfect example of someone who's charged to do something in Derech HaTeva, but recognizes that whatever she's doing is coming from the mind of Derech HaTeva. And the proof is right there. Why is she going? Why is Mordechai Tzadik not going? Because she's Neisachain. It says in Megillah that Esther Malka was Neisachain by Achashverosh. So they just want her to go Achashverosh to get it done. But she does Teva, she goes, and she puts on the Bushmachas, but when it comes fasting 3 days, takes away from the Chain. Doesn't have to the Chain. So she's doing something in Teva, and it's against Teva. Because Esther Malka is teaching us something. Esther Malka is teaching us that the existence of a Yid is higher than Teva. It can't do anything in Teva because Teva works. And if Teva works, okay, so now she can do more, 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 more Teva. She first has to make sure that the Eibishter wants to battle Exeter. How do you make sure that it's battle Exeter? First you down. First you down, the Eibishter you want to give. Once Hashem wants to give it to you, then if the Teva is not perfect, it's also okay. She wasn't so focused on the Teva as she was focused on making sure Hashem was with her. Hashem was in battle Exeter. And once she felt that that's what happened, now she can go in. The Chain is missing a little bit, but that's the point. The Eid is higher than Teva. And I think this is a nuance to bring it back, and I want to show you inside in a moment. This was about the mon. When we were given mon for 40 years, not because this happened once upon a time, and that's what had to happen at that point in time. During the midway, they couldn't get food from the ground. No, it wasn't that. Hashem wanted to bring us to teach us our food comes from Hashemayim. Now, sometimes it comes from Hashemayim directly, and sometimes it comes from Hashemayim through our Lech Menoritz. But it's all the same food. It's all from Hashem. So if we bring it back, if a person has to do Teva, the doctor tells him, I don't want to talk about anybody else. I don't like judging people, so I'm not going to judge anybody. I'm not judging people, know what it is, but I actually don't know what it is either. It's just in my situation, I was in a situation that they gave me a sentence of 27 years, and they made it, and they wrote in a way, I'm not going to get into it, and I know exactly. There was nobody out of there. It was so much more so that anything we've proved to them that, yeah, you guys made a mistake. Nothing worked. So at a certain degree, it was easy to have betachon. Okay, if Teva doesn't work, if you see sus v'rechav, if you see a whole arm against you, as a yid, you have to work on betachon. But what happens when suddenly see Teva is working for you? Suddenly the lawyers found some evidence that there was a constitutional violation and there was an approved violation, that big violation that typically would reverse a sentence. And suddenly these lawyers are working with this as if they had Teva in their hands, and now they're going to get me out with Teva. And something didn't smell right about it, as I'm telling you. Because that's the point. Even when Teva is working for you, a yid has to remember, don't give any importance to Teva. Do the Teva, but don't give the importance to it. Don't think that because it's with Teva, you can get it done. That's how it's going to happen. There's a Siba. It means Hashem gives you a Siba. Do the Siba, but don't think that because you have let me put it like this. If you have a Tavadik Siba to do, doesn't make you any closer to what you want than if you don't have a Tavadik Siba to do. That's an interesting way of putting it. But the person, if a doctor says he doesn't have a remedy, or if a lawyer says you're stuck here, there's no way out of here legally, right? That you're no further away from the Yeshua than if the lawyer says, oh, I found something to help you. Because interestingly enough, in my case at least, whatever I found that they said Teva would work, didn't work. And what didn't work, did work. So that's the, again, not, I want to get clear, but it sounds like I'm not saying that a person, if he has tava, he shouldn't do it. Fakat. If he has tava, he does it because Hashem wants him to make a siva, and that's what we're learning inside today. But not that's the avoda. The avoda is to do the siva, but to remember that it's not the siva, it's Hashem. And we do it, I finish up with this thought. We do it every week. The bright side is we do it every week. Where? Every week we don't work on Shabbos. Why do you work on Shabbos? I'll be tough. If you work on Shabbos, you make more money. If you have a business making money, so you work on Shabbos. If you have a business losing money, you lose less. But if you have a business making money, that if you worked on Shabbos, you would make money. But Eid never does that. Baruch Hashem, we're not even tempted. The Eid is not even tempted to try that people have a Siddur Nefesh and they shut the business, not even whatever. Not to have work on Shabbos because they know money, their money come David, not come with them. So if Hashem doesn't work on Shabbos, for me, that can't be good money. He won't even try to make the money there. I'm just saying we have it in there, but we never really analyze it like that because we really understand that our money comes from Hashem. So here's the avodah. When we can see a pathway in Teva, and we do take that pathway, do we feel closer to the goal that we're looking for or not? And I think that's where it's all about. And he has to think, even I have a pathway in Teva, but I'm keep on davening, keep on, Hashem will give it to me because Teva for me is not for me. Now, here's one of the questions.
No, I'm just
yes, she was there before you. Couldn't see. I'm sorry.
Parallel for the month seems exaggerated.
Why is it exaggerated?
By the fact that thicker. So in the month, everybody got after like to live on bonus, whatever.
Right.
There's no yenom, and there's no I could do more, I could get more, such a thing. It's not even parallel, really, because
I think the message was a parallel, not the question is what's Hashem doing for you?
There's no test. I know it's coming tomorrow because it came yesterday tomorrow. But the neighbor makes more money because he works longer hours.
But there was a
no, so that's the point. So that was, no. So that's the point. Remember those days? Remember those days we were in the Midbar? That's what I'm getting very, very parallel. That's right now also.
But we want more than them getting.
Oh, so definitely. So So how come in the Midbar you couldn't get more than Yanam? It's exciting. That's the question. Like, how come I don't have so much? The question is why he got so much.
Yeah, I mean, he lived regular lives.
But that's the emunah how we're supposed to rethink how we look. We have to remember that Hashem creates for a purpose. It's not about how much we have that makes us who we are. Yeah, right. Yes, we do have to have food. Yes, we have to have health.
Achieve health when the neighbor does not have health or whatever. There's no.
You can so all of these things come from Hashem as it did in the Midbar, as it did in the Midbar. That was a miraculous time. People were not getting sick, and people were that you're talking about. I'm talking in terms of taking care of us. Hashem wanted to show that he takes care of us. That's it. So when we go into Yisrael, even now we're doing things, we shouldn't get blind the other way around. We shouldn't get blinded by what we're doing is getting it to us. Hashem is giving it to us. And as a matter of fact, one of the reasons we learned this, why do some people get more, is to test us. Yeah, you want to see? It's right here in Perek Gimel. It's just an interesting. Hey, look at this. Why do some people have more? He speaks of it. He says over in Perek Gimel, he says that he answers, how come some tzaddikim suffer and some don't, right? Look at the bottom of page 48, just to answer your question. So he says that sometimes somebody who doesn't pass the test and somebody who really shouldn't get a lot gets. Why? So here's answer number six, according to my account, number five. Six. Yeah. Sometimes, they say it in English, it's easier. Sometimes the test, those are deceptive or have an evil interior. When they are wicked, when they see wicked prosper, they quickly stray from the service of Hashem and hasten to win favor of the wicked to learn from their actions. In this way, it will be clarified the pure man to Hashem, and it will be demonstrated who was faithful to Hashem and bearing it at a time when the wicked rule and persecute him. In a sense, that's the point. Here's the point. In the time we were in the Midbar was more of a preparation time for going to Israel, capturing the seven nations. We didn't have to fight when we were in the Midbar. That's exactly why they didn't want to go in there. They still have to, they're sitting and learning, doing everything easy. But we're not created for that. Yeah, today, everybody. Exactly.
Like the mushroom that everyone says since we're a kid is like as a joke or joke, whatever it is, that, you know, someone's drowning and like, Hashem, help me. And they send a boat and then he's like, no, I want Hashem. And they send a helicopter, no, I want Hashem. And then eventually they die. And he's like, Hashem, why didn't you send me? What do you mean? I sent the boat, I sent the helicopter. That's me. So when you see Teva, you're saying it shouldn't make you feel any happier because you're not necessarily closer. Why is it that you're not perceiving those natural things that are happening?
So two things. First of all, when the helicopter's coming, you're sinking. You're thanking the helicopter, thanking Hashem.
Thank Hashem.
Okay, same thing here.
No, so I'm saying you.
Oh,
no,
one second.
Okay,
so we're saying differently. But the problem is when a person is getting teva, if he feels he's closer to get saved because he has teva, the way of doing it. Now, because in the Marshal and Nimshel, they're the same. Here, this guy's drowning, he sees a rope, all he has to do is grab it, and he's safe. In the Marshal, where the guy's going into this terrible disease thing, it's months ahead if he knows if the doctor is true or not. A lot of doctors will tell you how many times you hear somebody, God forbid, gets something like this, and they say, don't worry, we can do it. 6 months later, he's gone. And sometimes doctors say that they can't do anything, and 5 years later, he's still here. So there's a different story. There's, as you're going through the technical procedures, are you trusting in the? So I'll direct you off. That's the problem. I'm pre-printing these booklets, and I forgot. In this one, I didn't put in Perek Daled. But in Perek Daled, he says, if you remember, I've been pointing this out a million times because to me it was a big thing. He says when a person, I'll just repeat it when it comes to health. When a person goes to a doctor, he should go to a doctor because Hashem commands us to go to the doctor. He should listen to the doctor. He should take the he should eat the food. He should eat the food that b'teva can make him healthy. He should stay away from food that b'teva hurts him. And he should take those medicines that's common the doctors give to heal, right? But and because Hashem wants us to do it, but he should not give any
Creativeness. Credence.
credence or importance to the medicine. Now the doctor's giving him the medicine because he sees that this thing works. Oh, it works most of the time. But he sees it works. You give an antibiotic. You look under the thing. You see the antibiotic is eating up the little bugs. What do you see? But he takes it because not because the doctor knows the tablet works. He takes it now. He takes it for that reason. That sounds all big deal. It works. It's wonderful. But he finishes off. He finishes off. He says, "If you do that way, then Hashem will heal you b'siba with this siba and without the siba." He finishes. As I said, line. He doesn't say by money as much as he says it here. But he said he finishes off. If I use the beda, I pay you. Hashem will heal him b'siba b'lti siba. Of course, here now. Let's look over here. Let's refresh ourselves with the idea of what a siba is. And then you'll see how that joke about the they jump on the boat that's coming by you is not accurate, and that's okay. So let's take a few minutes. You have here now.
What page
are you on? Around page 38. Before we go to 38, I want to just finish this little introduction that I put out there. Vayachshiv, look at the last page.
What?
Oh, here, 53. I'm sorry.
53?
No. It's in this little booklet of size 51, the bottom 51. So what he calls a siva is what we call a shtadlus. If you want, so a siva means either the means through which it's happening, that the helicopter you're talking about, or the crop of land that you're talking about. The helicopter is not a fair example, because that's a direct. And you have sivas that are direct, and you have sivas that go through a process of teva. But we have metidus siva, when a person does any ashtadlus or sibes, v'gufay, he's occupying his heart and his body. The sibim and asibes in the ashtadlus, the asibim v'leh, lambed, he does it, lambed b'mitzas habayre to do what Hashem wants us to do. But tzitziva adam, Hashem commands a person, it's asik b'sibes adam, Hashem wants a person to be asik and sibes adam, b'avedis adam, k'avedis adam, like working the land, v'chadisasa. And plowing the land was the also, and like seeding the land, you know, this pasuk is before Chet Tzedas. Hashem put Adam and Chava into the Gan Eden to work it, right? So when he does it, that's what Hashem. So that's what you think about. And I turn the page. He will be rewarded on the Kavanah. This is the point. All of this is about Kavanah. It's all about intention. Because you can do the same thing without the right intention and you messed up, or you do everything with the right intention and you got the thing functioning properly. When he has Hashem in his heart and his matzpun means his consciousness, whether he did get what he wanted, did get what he wanted, he will have rewarded. And then bottom of the page, and his betachal Hashem will be complete. And then nothing will hurt him. When he's doing the same shemaim, it won't hurt him. So the point is when Hashem wants us to live with a betachal in Him. If a person puts it, here's the danger. If a person puts his betachal in teva, so he's really shifting away some of his betachal in Hashem, and he's moving over the teva. That's where the danger lies. So if a person can get himself to continue trusting in Hashem, even when Teva is working, and that's where we should be, Teva should be working for us, But so then he's actually fulfilling his mission of life. And so let's learn about what tzibbus are. Bagdama Chamishis. What's Bagdama Chamishis? To back to 38. I think I'm going to explain to you what is the difference between a tzibba and a shtadlus. And for those who heard it before, hear Chazara, and who didn't hear before, well, it's a new thing, but it's very, really very important. He said, Bagdama Chamishis is bought, it's like a person, it's been clear to a person. It should be very understood that Ashlamas Advarim and Mischachim Beilam Azeh, those things that become new in this world, after creation, who b'shnei Devarim, happens two ways. So after creation, Hashem created the world, the first week of creation, and now starts forward. After this is how it's happening, says Rabbeinu Bachya. Echemem, one way things happen, the Gezeres HaBeri Yisallah V'chepsi B'Tzotzim B'Go Avoya. Hashem's decree, he wants it to happen as a direct shot. Hashem wants it to rain. Hashem wants it to happen. It happens. Hashem wants to save somebody. It happens. Hashem wants to save this guy who's facing a big enemy. It happens. Hashem wants a person to get healed. It happens directly. Doesn't go through sibbes. Doesn't go through medicines. Doesn't go through anything. Hashem makes it happen. Vasheini, Hashem works. Sibbes and mitzurim ma'am kreivim. He works the sibbes are closer. Ma'am lechekim. Those are more distant. Ma'am niglim. Some are seen. Ma'am astanim. Some are not seen. V'chulam ratzim. They're all running. Meaning when a person runs, he can't do something else. It's interesting. You can't buy, how do you say it? You can't do two things. When you're running, you can't talk on the phone. You can't multitask when you're running. So cholam ratzim, I think that's one of the shatam I learned that. But that means the whole bria is not multitasking. Everybody is the only to complete what Eibushter wants to be complete. What Eibushter wants to happen. So here's the point. You have two sibas. You have one way Hashem works is directly, and one he works through sibas. So turn back a page. I'll just show you something. The word shtadlus comes up on page 36, and the question you have to ask yourself is, how come he doesn't use the word shtadlus? Why does he use sibas? When you understand this, you understand everything. He says the fourth is a person's hasgacha, a person's emphasis should be very strong. And his staff should be big. The kaim hashechiv be better to do what Eibushter wants. Why? Because he's saying what he wants Hashem to do. What he wants, he should do what Hashem wants. Okay, but you notice he uses the word shtadlus.
So he doesn't know that word.
So he does know the word. And shtadlus means I'm going to try very hard. I'm going to do those actions very hard to do mitzvahs. So how come here, when it comes to not mitzvahs, when it comes to sibbos, when it comes to do work in the world, like planting or sowing or going to taking medicine, how come we call it sibbos and not shtadlus? And here lies, if you look at the wording, that's the wording is very powerful because here lies a very important thing. When we do something, it's not shtadlus. Shtadlus has the meaning I accomplished something. I was mishtadl. The word itself means my effort. I had an effort here. When it comes to mitzvahs, which he's talking about on page 36, mitzvahs, we do have an input because we have bechira. A mitzvah, a person has bechira, he could do it every Shem once and not. So there's a shtadlus going on. He has to overcome his Yetzirah. He has to work with his Yetzirah. So there's a shtadlus going on when he's doing mitzvahs. When a person is doing something through which Hashem is going to send us bracha, there's no shtadlus at all. As it wasn't by the man, there's nothing there. It looks like it. It looks like you're going to work. It looks like you're plowing a field. It looks like you're taking medicine. But that's all the siba through which Hashem is working. Now, if you see it that way, then suddenly whatever you're doing is not so important because Hashem can make it work through this way. Hashem can make it work that way. Hashem wants us to work in the tabernacle of the world, so we have to identify how Hashem works it. But when we find ourselves that we like to be farmers, we like to be farmers. We find ourselves, we'd like to do a certain trade, as it says later, and we do it. We're not doing it because that's a career choice. We're not doing it because that's a career choice. We're not doing it because this is like the way I like to spend my life, and then at the end of my life, I'm going to feel very, very, how to say, fulfilled because I was a farmer, because I was a doctor, because I was a lawyer, because everything you're doing your whole life had nothing to do with what you were getting.
Why does the person have to do
shtadlus? Oh, so that explains. Oh, so sibbes. Oh, so sibbes means since Hashem works, Hashem created a world that he works through sibbes. It means he works. Hashem does, that's what Hashem does. Hashem creates a world where he's hidden. He makes it rain. I think a great example is rain. To get rain, you have to have a bunch of things happening. You have to have water. And you have to have water that evaporates. And then you have to have water that evaporates, turns into whatever clouds are made of, up above, it becomes lighter than the air. And then the air can move it around. Look at the members of the pelvic plane. And then the air has to move the air to exactly where Hashem wants it to rain. And then Hashem has to make the air in where it wants to rain condense it enough so that it can't be the moisture and has to turn into rain and it rains. I like that. Amazing, right? It sounds so simple, right? So somebody asks you, how's it rain? If you told him what I just said, you're wrong. Hashem makes it rain. If you ask him, how does Hashem make it rain? It's exactly how he said it. Hashem can make it rain directly, and he does. He does in the Ma'aseh of Yohanavi when he stopped the rain. Hashem wanted it to come rain. Hashem didn't make the whole thing. The clouds came. Hashem wants to turn water into blood. He makes it happen. Hashem wants to split the water. Splits water. Hashem doesn't. That's Hashem working directly. When Hashem wants to work through nature, he makes Sibis. He makes Sibis.
But the nature and what the Rav said, it's all Nisayon.
It's
This is
also,
what it
oh, it's
is.
also, it's a, it's
It's
an,
only Nisayon.
it's a Nisayon. It's Hashem. Yes, as he says, there, Hashem wants to see if we're going to do it the way Hashem wants to do it or not. By my point, yeah. But before we get to there, is when we're going to do something the same. He gives an example. If you, if I,
But I still
so,
don't understand it because we're anyway going to get it. So then why do we have it?
no, if you don't make a Sibis, you may not get it.
Meaning if we don't do Shabbos, you don't get it.
May not get it, yeah. And if you do get it, that explains later in Perek Daled, you may get it, but you'll get. Okay, so now you're getting into this kind of conversation. 1 second, how much? That's the hardest thing. But here, but the point we started out. If a doctor tells a person he got it, all right, I know a person feels better when he says he got it, but then he should catch himself. Am I feeling better if the doctor says he got it, or Hashem is going to heal me? That's the question. Is it a helicopter Hashem is sending me, or this is just a nature thing? And that my point to the whole conversation is, we don't live on nature. We're even that higher than we have neshamas. We're godly people, and we get everything from Hashem, like the man. Elamai in the midbar, he wanted us to get it directly from him in the man. And today he wants us to work through a field. It's the exact same thing. Now, so that's why, because Hashem wants me to get up in the morning and go plow the field. I go plow the field, but I'm not going to plow the field on Shabbos. And I make the field. I'm going to leave Peah, and I'm going to leave Leket and Shikcha, and I'm going to give Ma'aseh because that's not mine. Hashem gave it to me. I have to give it away. I didn't give it away. It was never mine to begin with, right? That's if you think it's a hasiba. If you think I start this, I work for it. I should give my money, right? And if you give it with a heavy heart, or you give it with a simcha. So that's why we create it when a person has that emunah.
The person has to be with that.
Yeah, sibas.
You.
He's mechuyev. Yeah, he says
No,
mechuyev.
I'm just using it to.
Yeah, but I is yeah. So, what was that?
There's another bit of that would only both direct me as far as being tired.
Yeah, it seems like it, yeah.
Isn't most of our sivus mitzvos because we're doing it because Hashem wants us to do it now?
No, so no. What we're doing actually is worldly things, but we inject Hashem into it because we have that kavanah. Everything is in the kavanah. So here's a point, and as he says it, if a person goes to a doctor and he does everything he's doing, a doctor would be same thing with anything and we do in nature. If we do what Hashem wants us to do, then we'll get what Hashem wants to give us with the seed, without the seed, but we'll get it. Sometimes they actually gave me my freedom, but didn't come to the court. I worked a lot. A lot of sibas were done in the courtroom, but the yeshua came a different way. That can happen also, but that's the point. That's the point that he says at the end over here. He says this at the end of page 53. I can read it inside if you want. But Al Yachshiv, you should not think that his tariff, that his money is dependent on any siba. If that Siba is held back from him, it will not come in a different way. We should trust Hashem, he should know that the Avis is in the Mistaref. And he should know that it's all equal. That Yatrifei Hashem will give him the way he wants it, what he wants, man, and the time he wants it, anyway. Here's the point. When do we train ourselves to have betachon? Not only when things are going tough. The real moment of training to ourselves and learning to have betachon is when things are going good. I don't know when that is, but whenever it is. No. Okay. No, but the point is, every time we get, I think this is a type of heavy conversation because it's a sort of a rude awakening. We have to do teva. Hashem wants to do teva. But the idea is, as we're going through the avodah and teva, like you're going to a doctor, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to the doctor. Hashem wants me to go to the doctor. I had to go to the doctor because the doctor is going to heal me. Hashem is going to heal me. And if he gives me, if sometimes he's healthy, thank Hashem for it. If he says it's a problem, he looks to Hashem to give you the healing. But when you do it that way, you bring Hashem into your life. When you bring Hashem into your life, then Hashem works two ways. He works through Sivas, or you know directly. So now you're putting yourself in the position where you're not in, under nature. When you, the more a person, he says this later, you can't learn the whole Shabbat in one shot, but it's all here. When a person puts himself in nature, Hashem says, you like nature? Go right ahead. The problem with nature is sometimes it's warm in Florida, sometimes it's very cold in Florida. Yeah.
Okay. I'm still trying to develop my question, but where how does this tie in with making mistakes, regrets, or maybe gaining more knowledge? Okay, according to nature, I can invest like for Parnassus in New Jersey, I can invest in orchard grown peaches or apples, or I can try to grow mangoes. Now, if I do research, I can find out that mangoes don't grow in New Jersey, but peaches or apples will grow beautifully.
Okay.
Or I could say, hey, I should put this investment opportunity in a mango, grove, whatever it's called,
Yeah.
here. And like, so where is
No,
the gaining information? Where is the
so
gaining information?
that's relative. So if you look in the wording, he says you have to do it the way you have to do it the way the world works. You see, when you go make a Siva, you have to use a Siva that actually works in life. You can't just say, I'm using anything. It's like, God forbid, people go to for medicine and they'll use medicine that doesn't have the does not use that for that way by doctors. But some people claim it works. But if you look over there in the language, it says you take medicine that is it's the way people do it. You can't just do you can't decide you want to make a farm in Alaska, right? So that's the problem with mangoes. So you have to or better yet, my nature is I enjoy accounting. I like numbers. Yeah. So but since an opportunity came, I become a plumber. So he tells you, but it's not because nature. Hashem created you with that type of liking accounting because Hashem wants you in that world of seichel, I'm accounting or whatever. It doesn't want you physically because if you do physical work, maybe your body's not is not meant to do that heavy, and that extra work will hurt you. So Hashem, don't do that. Do this. So he's not. He talks about all this later in Peter Gimel, right? All in there. But he doesn't say it in terms of being a career specialist. He's not a career specialist. He's saying all this in terms of understanding what Hashem wants of us. And if you want to take it further, in everything, in if you see a child has certain talents, you bring out those talents and serving Hashem. They like music, teach them Yiddish music. They like art, teach them. Don't squash it. You have to only learn. You have to learn. But if Hashem gives a person talent, if Hashem gives a brain to one child, and that child is very, very gifted and can learn, obviously Hashem wants him to learn. If Hashem doesn't give that present to the child, and everybody wants to have the child with a gifted brain, but some children just don't have it. In my own family, I don't have to. I'm not talking about anybody else. They don't have it. Does that mean that there was a mistake happened there? Does that mean that the child that can't learn is worthless? Definitely not. Definitely not. It means the same way you had Shevet Yisachar and you had that were meant to sit and learn. You had Zvon that had to go on boats and make prakamachi. And now this guy who makes money has to support Zvon. So the Eibushter wants both. So the same thing comes with choosing a Derech HaTeva. You have to see what investment is making money, what type of thing is making money. But you don't make the investment because somebody told you this is how you make money. You make the investment. Hashem wants you to do work that brings you a Siva. So if you think there's a Siva to make money, so sometimes people have money and Hashem they use money in a bad way and they think they make more money that way. It doesn't work. And if it works, it's even worse because then you think it works, they try it again until they, yeah. Well, yeah.
I'll take the example with the doctor. So I'll take someone who goes to the doctor, they do all the conventional medicine and that's not working. Are they exactly trying to say, okay, now I'm not there's nothing left to do, or would they have to do alternative medicine to still give some sort of natural way to
Okay, so again, this is the same thing. If a person goes to, this is a very, very heavy topic, and I know some people are, they shall heal everybody, but he says in Shabbat Tochum, a person does medicine because the doctor, because of the medicine, That's one way. But if you go to the doctor because Hashem wants to heal him, then Hashem will heal him with that medicine and without the medicine. So if a person is very ill, does he give up and thinking he can get healthy, or should he keep on davening to Hashem to get him healthy? The question is, well, is alternative medicine part of the seed that Hashem wants to use or not? Well, that depends on the type of medicine you're talking about. There are some alternative medicines out there that are not accepted by the COVID gang. I don't know how you say it.
It's not great.
The same people don't accept this. No, I'm not a doctor, I can't tell you, but there are things out there that help. But ADA, American Dental Doctor, I don't know, something. They didn't approve it yet, but they're still in the stage. I don't know. But this has to be. This has to be. It's a question you have to ask a rov or somebody who understands. And we're talking specifically to the situation. But generally speaking, a person, the Eibishter wants a yid to go to a doctor when he has a sickness, but not because the doctor can heal him. I think he lies to things like Esther and Malka. You're going there because Hashem wants you to go. You're davening. You're fasting. You're asking Hashem to heal you, and then Hashem will heal you with the medicine, not the medicine.
I mean, does a person is a person have to keep on looking for, like, to always keep on looking for more? See, as long as you do this work, they have to automatically go, okay, this is not working. Let me look for the next. Like, when can they say, okay, and I did my part, and now I can sit there?
I would say sitting online doesn't get you in the, you go if you, you why can't you ask the doctors what to do? You're saying you have to keep on looking.
I'm saying the doctor says nothing.
I'm sorry, can't help you. How much research do you have to keep on
I don't
doing
think they
this?
say I'm sorry. Don't say I'm sorry.
Yes.
Here's how again, how much effort I think part of
Well, one thing is you never give up hope. You always know that
but the
Hashem
first thing is
is
here's how it would work. I think it would work like this. The first, it goes back to like how, when a person gets up in the morning, and we all do the same, more or less, but we fall into the same trap, I should say. You get up in the morning, everybody has a challenge they're getting up to. This one has a challenge in Monday, this has a challenge getting clients, this one has a challenge in law, everybody has a challenge. So, a lot of sometimes they get up in the morning, and right away in their mind, they're starting thinking, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And they set up all the shtadlus, all the sibas they can in their mind, and then they get to davening, they sort of telling Hashem, hey, I gotta work out for you, okay? If you do it like this, well, good.
Or I'm too busy
Yeah.
to,
Or they're too busy to daven first. They go to the shas first, right? That's a mistake. You know what I'm saying? First daven. First, you have to daven. Get up in the morning and you have no cares. You have to get up in the morning. Hashem got a person up in the morning. I woke up every morning in prison like that. There was nothing to look forward to other than that. Not was looking forward to Hashem to save me, but what are you doing today about getting out of prison? I'm getting up and davening. I'm saying to them, I am learning. I do my shiurim. Now that I like Esther Malka, now I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do. Now I ask Hashem, okay, so I have not done my ishtadlus. I did my ishtadlus. I did my ishtadlus. Real ishtadlus. I do what you want. I daven. I ask you. Once you feel you ask Hashem properly for what you need, now you say to Hashem, now show me the ishtadlus I can do to help. So if you try, you go that way. Hashem is not leaving. Hashem was like Hashem is not throwing you into the wind to go find your status. And the more hours you put on the net and surf around, and the more doctors you see, you have to ask Hashem, show me. I realize it's only you. You want me to do a status, right? So I'm ready to do a status, but the status until now is not there anymore. So until I find the status, lack of a status does not lack of sibus does not mean I can't get help. You can remember this passage: Hashem, Hashem, Yehovcha, Throw Hashem, will give you the keli also. When a person can't find Hashem is mechayev us to do it's a sibus in nature, but if a person just can't do it, he doesn't nothing in nature can help him. Does not say he has to give up hope. It says Hashem, Hashem, Throw Hashem, Yehovcha, Hashem will give you the keli. So Hashem will make the keli for you. Hashem will make the keli happen for you. So if you go on that Seder, I think you're going to have a much clearer way how much stuff you should do. Because you're starting out with the real status, davening to Hashem for what you need. And you have a chiyuv, but you don't have Esim B'Sibes. So you ask Hashem, show me the Sibes that I should do. And then trust Hashem will guide you to the Sibes that will help you.
That's the person is on hospice. Is someone supposed to be
The
okay?
person...
Something still reverse it, or the person be okay? This is the words of Hashem now and accept it. So last thing.
It says there's nowhere and everybody wants to be very correct and everything. I don't know. It says in the Chumash, in the Gemara, afilu chelav chadim menachas asavrecha asher berachim. It depends on the person. A lot of people just give up. And you quote him the pasuk and say, yeah, but not by him. But we do see that a lot of people hold on and they see Yeshuas. So it really depends on the person. And people have been talking for other people also, but that person has could have given up also too.
This can kind of rich job with based on the talk when one has, like you talk about my mouth or going out to work. Or he could say that because he could sit on the laurel, so to speak, because the top of us so strong. So
it's like a matter of based on how much. So there, but you brought an example. David Melch did this time. He went to fight. David Melch. You have David Melch, you have Piski, and you have also. So that is a famous about this. David Melch went to fight. Also, David and Piski said the kingdom of David. But so who's the bigger Melch talking? Or Piski or David? That's exactly our story today. No. That was bigger. He never relied on his strength. He went to fight, and he said, "It's only Yosha." That's what the whole class today. We do a shtad. It's only Yosha.
Friend goes to the shop on 14 times, and she finds the shop. And like, I'm gonna go. It only comes to Hashem. I'm not going to the shop. You know.
I don't know where that comes from. I don't know. I used to friend of mine that he made a shidduch and he was gloating. He didn't smash out. I said he mentioned it in the name of the Gra. I said please show it to me. He didn't show it to me. I don't know if somebody has it. I don't.
I thought it was based
on
Levi.
Yeah. If you do me a favor, find it for me. And I'm not making a test. I'd like to have it. So here's the point. Shai B'tochan, he says clearly you have to make a shtadlus. A shtadlus doesn't mean you have to go.
I love this.
You don't have to go to every shot. You don't have to go every shatchan in Lakewood. You have to go to a shatchan that knows how to get the shidduchim, and after Baruch Tachan Hashem will give you. That's the answer to the question. But not to do any ishtadlus even by shidduchim. According to Shai Baruch Tachan, he says there's a chiyuv. He uses a lashon of chiyuv lasik mesivus. He uses an obligation. But our whole class today was there are not two sibas that anybody can do that. That borders on laziness also. It is. I was saying you have to do davening. No, not that I know of. Not that I know of.
But it says, "Simple, my son, learn how to." Learn the
issue with
the Rosh Yeshiva
Sorba
said, "Shidduchim
is ball to feel
up." So why are you asking me
if you're
similar? That's all the way.
You have a shara b'tochan in front of you.
I want to ask.
And he says that the chi of lasik besibus. I don't know. I don't understand where the question. Why is a shidduch different than anything else? I'm not sure. Okay. Do what you want to do. Okay. I beg Zagi Bench. I go Travis. I go Baruch Hashem. Yeah, what I'm sorry, yeah.
Take also from Hashem, I did something wrong, not knowing. Wrong,
and
no, not in this guy, but I made a mistake.
So Hashem, yeah.
Is it also from Hashem?
Yeah.
It says in the Gemara, yeah. You say you have Hashem wants to punish you.